So I invite you to close your eyes and let us ask the following questions. Dear Higher Self, are you there? My dear guides and angels, are you there? If you are there, I give full permission for you to come into my life. Dear Higher Self, come closer, come closer, come closer to me. Show me signs that I will recognize, that demonstrate your presence in my life. Dear guides and angels, come closer, come closer, come closer, come closer to me. Demonstrate that you are part of my life in ways that I can see, feel, hear, or visualize. I am open to the myriad of ways that my beautiful, loving Higher Self and my guides and angels wish to make their presence known to me. It is safe for me to receive and rekindle this beautiful connection and relationship I have with my Higher Self, with my guides, with all the angels that surround me. And now let us hear from another beautiful, loving, angelic presence known as Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the third channel about the same subject as the first two. Quite often in a month of channels, we will dissect an attribute, a physical parameter, something, and then put it into four parts. And we've done it again this month. The reason we do this is because these subjects we discuss with you are often a little complex. They deserve a lot more time. This one, a little different than most of the others, is about that which is happening on the planet, which allows the human to think above that which they've always thought before. Think of this. There is a new level of awareness available for you. Now, in the last two episodes, you might say, of Healing Wednesday, I have given you two other ideas of what those higher levels would be. I have another one this time. But then I also tell you, they are not necessarily levels or necessarily even higher. And here's where it gets complex. And here's why we spend the time on it. You can change things. And you don't have to go to another level to change an existing parameter. But when it comes to consciousness and thought, almost all of you think that for you to have a thought which is above that which you say, above the way you were thinking, it had to be higher. So you're using the word above. Of course it has to be higher if it's above. What if it wasn't above? What if it was melded into your existing consciousness and what you had was more profound? Does it have to be above? The answer is no, but it's easier, much easier, for me to structure this for you. Say it's above, say it's a higher level. That's what the human wants to hear. The human being is so steeped in hierarchical ideas and linearity that you want to go to the next step. And that next step is always up. So let's go there and let's stay there. The structure is for you. an enhanced thinking level of awareness that we are calling living awareness. Now, why would we call it living awareness? In order to differentiate it from normal awareness, perhaps, to identify what we're talking about, perhaps, to give it structure, perhaps. None of those things matter. I'm just going to tell you that this planet right now and this, the shift to the consciousness of the planet is in, allows you to go into multidimensional thinking, something that has not been available before now. There might be those who say, Quine, what exactly has happened on the planet that would allow humans to go to a higher level? Now, here's where you would say, well, you have done it yourself, dear ones. You're going into a shift, and you decided this or that, and that's not the answer. The answer is yes, there is something else. Perhaps we'll talk about that sometime. Something else which has enhanced that which you have. Something that's on time, on purpose, and is given to you. Because you showed you're moving through the shift. You need this. This one is important like the other two were important. It's a higher, beautiful awareness of the planet Gaia. Now, some of you will say, well, there's Crying again talking about the beauty of the Earth. No. No, I'm talking about your partner, the Earth. Ask an indigenous how important that is. There's always this idea that the indigenous love the Earth because that's what they did. They were on the Earth. And so they needed the rain, and they needed the animals, and they needed all these things for sustenance and all. Whereas in a modern society, things have changed. Really. I will tell you something. It's time to get back to what has already been known and studied. And that is your higher awareness of Gaia. Why do you need this? Let's get into this. Gaia is not the dirt you walk on. You realize that all the air you breathe has come right from the trees. And what you give back goes into the trees. The mosses and the lichens, all of this on the planet, every breath you take is breathing in Gaia. The oxygen that has actually been made from the plants. You think you're apart from that? The water you drink, where'd it come from? All of the things that you take for granted, the crops, the things that you eat, all grown from Gaia. These are the things, the higher awareness things, that just scratch the surface on why you should give, always give, credibility, love, awareness, recognition to Gaia. Gaia is the name, the beautiful name given to that which is Mother Earth. Gaia is the name, so you will have a name instead of just saying the Earth. So you will recognize it, perhaps even as sentient. Perhaps it knows you, and you know it. Cryon said that when you got here, there was a partnership. Gaia was prepared for humans. Without it, without the preparation, there would be no humans. So doesn't it make sense that a higher awareness in general would be you giving love, credibility, even kindness and compassion to that which you've considered the Earth? How can you do that? There are many who would ask this, well, all right. I live in the city and I'm an office worker. I live in a high rise. I don't even see grass much. So I can't run out and hug a tree. I can't take off my shoes and put them in the grass. The park is too far away. I got things to do. How does that sound? Well, you know, that's a lot of you. And Spirit knows that's a lot of you. Gaia knows that's a lot of you. That's just what modern living has created for you. So what about that? What can you do? So here is the answer. Gaia is still connected. You're breathing it. You're eating it. Gaia is still extremely connected to you. Gaia still knows your name. Gaia, the planet, loves you. There is a very significant partnership between you and the planet. Even though it's not in your scriptures, even though you may not have been ever told about it as a kid, even though your parents had no idea, this is why it's elevated thinking. This is why it is an awareness that is a living awareness, something different, something beautiful, something bigger than you were ever told. Before you get up in the morning, thank you, beautiful earth. Thank you. I love you. I may not see your grass today or hug your tree today, but I know who you are, and thank you every day of my life. Thank you as I arise this morning. Can you give it 30 seconds? I think you can. Does it make a difference in your life? It should, if you mean it. And it will, if it's done with compassion. This is a higher dimensional thinking that goes right into that multidimensional space that is heard and acted upon, and your life starts to change. Living awareness of the planet. I am crying in love with all of you. And so it is.